If I could turn back time, if I could find a way. That's pretty much all I've got.
Welcome back to the second portion. It's not literally half, probably.
Hopefully not.
The first one was pretty long. Of season 2, episode 3 of the Grand Cast. I'm your host, Chris Inn, here tonight with Kara Williams. Tonight, April the 20th, 4/20. Getting into some mini segments. So I'm going to start out this week's second half with a quick update on the intern situation. The fucking intern quit. Thanks a lot, Robert. I don't care if you found a job that pays you money. The experience of working on a production like the Grand Cast is priceless. Priceless!
Mm-hmm.
And he asked for a letter of recommendation. Kids these days. It's ridiculous how difficult it is to get good help. Thanks, Obama. Giving people hope, making them believe that change is possible. Ugh. It's really making things difficult for us job creators.
Job in quotations?
Doing work is a job. They're gaining valuable experience that will enrich their lives for decades. So I need to replace Robert. And this week I had a phone interview with an old lady who seemed very promising. I had to keep yelling into the phone so she could hear me, which was not ideal since I was at Madcap Coffee. They said I wasn't allowed back. But who wants to go back there anyway? Fucking hipsters. I'm going to take a bespoke, artisanal, fair trade organic shit in their doorway if they ever open their new Fulton Uptown location. That's what's going on with interns. Not great. Next segment, improv scene suggestions. So I have a series of prompts here.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go through rapidly. If you could please give me a suggestion for, as if you were at an improv performance.
Okay. Okay.
So please give me a location.
Paris.
A location that would fit on the stage at Dog Story Theater.
A porta potty at Coachella.
That's a good one. A noun?
Bear.
A verb?
Run.
An occupation?
Cashier.
A letter of the alphabet?
W.
A relationship between two people?
Dominatrix and submissive.
A word, any word?
Cash. I don't know.
Like Andy?
Sure.
The last thing you paid money for, or the last thing you paid cash for.
Oh, nothing. I don't know. Money in general or cash? Because I really don't remember. Okay. Chicken nuggets.
What kind of sauce did you get?
I got three.
Three sauces?
Yeah, honey mustard. Different? Well, I asked for ranch and barbecue, but they gave me honey mustard as well.
Genre of movie?
Comedy.
An emotion?
Fear.
The first line of dialogue?
It all began.
A page number?
3.
A place you might go on a first date?
God, this is Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah, I don't date.
Single fathers? Or, I don't know. A place you might go on vacation.
Mexico.
A problem.
Poverty.
An animal.
Monkey.
Something that would fit in your pocket.
A condom.
A color.
Purple.
The last thing you ate.
Lamb kebabs.
Something you might get into an argument over.
Whether or not songs can sound inherently 80s.
They can.
Mm-hmm.
Something you are scared of.
Failure.
the title of a movie that has not been made.
Much Ado About Everything.
I like that. I always laugh at a joke about blank.
Fill
in the blank.
Yeah, I know. Just inappropriateness.
I've always been lucky, but I never thought I'd be able to blank. Fill in the blank.
I understand the question. I just am blanking on the blank.
Oh.
I never thought I'd be able to be on a podcast.
Aww.
This is my second one, but.
Aww. And that was improv scene suggestion.
That's hard. That's why I don't like improv.
You did very good.
Ugh.
This next segment is called Read Me Song Lyrics. So I've printed off some song lyrics here. If you wouldn't mind reading them in the style of spoken word poetry, please.
Oh, okay. Can I do my Rachel Gleason impression?
You can do whatever you'd like.
All right. I spend a lot of time at the Drunken Retort, so I'm around spoken word poets a lot.
Good.
This is exciting.
It's exciting for me also.
All right. Are you ready? Get somber. Get really somber. Okay. What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. What do I do when my love is away? Does it worry you to be alone? How do I feel by the end of the day? Are you sad because you're on your own? No, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. I'm going to try with a little help from my friends. Do I have to do the whole thing? This seems really dramatic.
Please.
Okay. I'm going to do like a different person now.
Oh.
Do you need anybody? I need somebody to love. Could it be anybody? I want somebody to love. Would you believe in a love at first sight? Yes, I'm certain that it happens all the time. What do you see when you turn out the light? I can't tell you, but I know it's mine. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Going to try with a little help from my friends. Do you need anybody? I just need someone to love. Could it be anybody? I want somebody to love. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I'm going to try with a little help from my friends. Oh, I get high with a little help from my friends. Yes, I get by with a little help from my friends. With a little help from my friends.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a little bit of KFG, Rachel Gleason, and Fable.
That was nice. This next segment is called Read Me a Poem, but it's wrong. It should say, read me three poems.
Oh, God.
Because I have three. So they're very short.
Okay.
From the author Shel Silverstein.
Mm-hmm.
If you wouldn't mind reading the title and then the actual
just poem. Just straight up read you the poem?
Whatever you want to do with it.
I'm just going to read it. I just didn't know because you had a theme for the other one. I didn't know if you had like a theme. Okay.
Is there one that would be
nope.
good?
Nope. Nothing comes to mind. I have no idea. Just... Okay. So how many...
If you want to, like... If something comes to you that you'd like to...
I think I'm just going to... Because Shel Silverstein is like a children's poet.
Kind of. It...
I'm going to read it as if. As if.
Okay.
Okay, how about that?
All right. I like that style.
How many, how much? How many slams in an old screen door? Depends how loud you shut it. How many slices in a bread? Depends how thin you cut it. How much good inside a day? Depends how good you live 'em. How much love inside a friend? Depends how much you give 'em. That was uplifting. Masks. She had blue skin, and so did he. He kept it hid, and so did she. They searched for blue their whole life through, then passed right by and never knew. Well, that one's just heartbreaking.
It is.
Put something in. Draw a crazy picture, write a nutty poem, sing a mumble-gumble song, whistle through your comb. Do a loony-goony dance, cross the kitchen floor, put something silly in the world that ain't been there before.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That only felt slightly ridiculous.
This next segment is called Real Talk.
Uh-oh.
What do you think of the show so far?
I think it's easier than I thought it was going to be.
Oh.
Because I had listened to a couple, and the awkward silences really had me shook.
I guess that's maybe easier in person?
No, I think I just am not allowing them to happen as much.
Oh.
He's doing one on purpose right now.
No. What do you think of the format of the show? Is it?
I think it's long, man. It's long.
Like, bad long?
Well, it just depends on the listener, I guess, right? Like,
Josh loves it.
Josh alone?
Other people enjoy it, Josh loves it.
Yeah, I don't mind talking for this long because, like I said, I really like attention. So I will talk forever, but I just don't know as a listener if I would be as engaged if it wasn't somebody I knew personally.
There's a lot of people that know you personally in the local community that might like to know you better.
Maybe. That's true.
And it's a very local podcast.
Yeah, I guess it depends on what your goal is as a podcast.
Kind of to document the comedy scene as it exists in Grand Rapids in the year 2017 through a series of conversations.
Kind of or exactly?
That might be paraphrasing slightly, but more or less. Yeah,
like an archive, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that 10 years from now, when people are super famous, they can go back and be like, oh.
Well, I wish I would have put more thought into what I said.
I feel that way all the time about my past self. So what have you been up to lately?
You know, just writing comedy, trying to perfect my set for the finals of Funniest Person in Grand Rapids. And by perfect, I mean write.
Next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 6 days.
It's pretty exciting.
It is. Also, I had the flu recently, so I'm still trying to...
Yeah, we were supposed to record this a week ago.
We were. I had to postpone. And I'm still a little bit, like, scratchy in the throat. I don't know if I sound super sultry or not right now, but...
Josh, if you wouldn't mind letting her know if she sounds super sultry.
Yes, Josh, please weigh in on my nighttime radio voice.
That's a nice interpretation of the style.
Yeah. Delilah?
Hey there, Delilah?
Well, no. You know, like, call in with your problems. Delilah!
Is that the producer on Frasier?
No, it's an actual radio show.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Talk radio with Delilah.
Oh.
Call in with your problems and I'll help you. Unofficially.
Without any sort of...
training or... Yeah.
Liability?
Sure.
That's what I was thinking of. Because I've kind of been thinking... Maybe taking things in a more conversational direction might be better. Like, it's very structured at the moment.
Mm-hmm. It is really structured.
A lot of, like, back and forth, but without, like, the free flow of conversation. Are you good enough at
conversation, Chris? He's doing okay. He's all right.
I want to practice, Zach.
No, I think that's a good idea, but I don't think that you're in danger of that not happening because you do have exclusively comedians on and we tend to dominate the conversation anyway.
They do. You do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just naturally.
Yeah. And I'm relatively introverted.
No.
Unassertive in conversation.
Mm-hmm. So I think even if it is structured, like you have questions, but we take it where we want it to go anyway.
With Mark Maron? Yeah. I don't know. Maybe that's like a whole separate show, just like casual conversations that are unstructured.
again, I think it depends on what you want it to be.
Yeah. Well, just like sometimes, like after we stop recording, then like this whole conversation happens, like, oh, that, like talking mm-hmm. about the show and just like things in general.
Yeah. But, like, you get some gems.
Getting right. recorded in it.
It's unfortunate.
But I don't know if that's because people behave differently when they're not trying to like put on a show. Like,
I mean, I don't. This is, I just speak how I speak, but I can't speak for everyone. So it's hard to say.
Hmm. Some food for thought. Next segment is called Guess My Number. So I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 1 million. Greater than or equal to 1, less than or equal to 1 million.
Okay.
And you have one chance to guess what it is. And I always like project it telepathically towards my guest to test if they're
okay.
receiving.
44,367.
I'm sorry, that was incorrect.
Ah, shit.
The next segment is called Improvise an Ad for yourself as the funniest person in Grand Rapids. So like a radio style short audio ad promoting yourself as why you should be the funniest person.
I feel like knowing that I don't do improv, you're throwing a lot of improv style at me.
These are standard segments on the show, and
okay.
I don't deviate often.
Sure.
Because that would take even more time than it already takes.
Yeah.
Which is, you would be surprised the amount of time I spent preparing.
I believe you. Okay, so a radio ad for myself as funniest person in Grand Rapids.
Or as your for your performance next week.
Okay, like to come see the performance.
Perfect, yes. You articulated it far better than...
I hate this. Okay.
And then ring the bell.
Okay.
Please.
Do you have $15 that you just hate having in your pocket and no overly priced tacos or tequila to buy? Come on down to Dr. Grin's at the Bob on Wednesday, April 26th, and see 8 marginally funny comedians vie for the super subjective title of funniest person in Grand Rapids. But don't forget to vote for me, Kara Williams, because you just heard my name just now, and it'll look familiar on the ballot.
Thank you. I went to Luna Taqueria.
It's delicious.
Last week. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. 3 tacos for $10. Not ridiculously overpriced.
Kinda.
For downtown, I think it's reasonable.
For boutique Mexican.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zach does Zibit. Not agree.
Zibit.
Yeah, that and Donkey is pretty much the only boutique Mexican we have, right? So...
There's authentic taquerias.
Correct. I'm saying boutique, like boutique Mexican.
The white people version.
Yes.
Of...
The hipster tacos.
Yeah.
Now, Taqueria San Jose on Division, that's quality. That's where you want to go for tacos.
Yeah.
Big time.
Luna. Sorry about Zach. He's acting out. Styrofoam in the taco?
Where? Oh, well, nobody's going there.
Huasteca up on Plainfield? I've been there. Good tamales. He's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember the tamale guy? He used to wander around with like a little satchel full of tamales, and he would sell 3 for $5, and he had this amazing sauce. It was all homemade. There was like a whole Twitter
awesome
account.
Sauce?
Yeah. There was a whole Twitter account that was like, where's the tamale guy? Because he didn't, he just was this old Mexican man who would like go into bars late at night and like sell you tamales. It was amazing.
It was the best kind.
Yeah.
I would go back to Luna, though.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's reasonable.
It's good food.
Yeah.
They gave me a chicken
tamale.
Zach.
Zach is mumbling about chicken tamales.
They got his order wrong. He'll never forgive them.
He got
chicken instead of pepper. Like bell peppers?
Yeah.
We're through. I know, but ew.
I ate it because I didn't want to cause a scene.
Don't be rude. Yeah.
I'm still
it was probably delicious still.
But he's a vegetarian, so.
He had lamb kebabs tonight.
He sure did. Uh-huh.
Flexitarian. This next segment is called Affirmation.
Mm-hmm. So,
Kara, your introspective and honest comedy is hilarious and mind-expanding. I appreciate how open you are with your life experiences. Thank you for being a part of the comedy community in Grand Rapids.
That was, like, surprisingly awkward to hear. Just not, like, because it's you, but just because I've never, like, sat in front of somebody who just, complimented my comedy before.
Oh.
In that manner. But, I mean, thank you.
Thank you.
I just didn't realize how I was, that was, yeah, that was weird.
Oh. Hopefully good weird.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nice to have validation every once in a while.
The next segment is called Member. It's a nostalgia segment.
Oh.
So what is something that you remember fondly from your childhood?
Hmm. Mickey Mouse Club. The TV show,
Mouse
yeah.
Club.
M-I-C. See you real soon. K-E-Y. Why? Because we like you. M-O-U-S-E.
Who's the leader of the club that's made for you and me?
Yeah.
M-I-C-K-E-Y. M-O-U-S-E.
Mickey Mouse.
Donald Duck.
Mickey Mouse.
Donald Duck.
Yeah, that's the one.
Brainwashed. But yeah, good times.
Good time.
Young JT and Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. Christina Aguilera.
Their relationship, you mean?
Oh. No. She's alive still?
Britney Spears?
Yeah.
You're thinking of Brittany Murphy.
No.
Brittany.
She did the heroin and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Britney Spears is 100% alive.
Hmm. It's weird to think about.
She has a Vegas residency.
Mm.
So I guess not. She's not 100% alive.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's fitting.
I mean, you know, yeah.
Next segment, looking forward, what is something that you are most looking forward to in the future?
I don't think about the future that often. That's weird, but the next New Kids on the Block cruise, actually, I'm very much looking forward to that, but I am going to campaign to see if they'll let me do a comedy show on the boat.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Like boy band themed?
Not necessarily.
You just slam the hell out of all the other all the old kids on the block?
Maybe, a little bit. No, I would be like literally lynched if I did that on the boat. I just want to do a comedy show. I think they have a theater and there's time. And
yeah.
I think if enough people want me to, then I will be able to. But I don't know really how to facilitate that.
I will write a letter on your behalf.
Will ya? That would be so helpful. Just write it and like set it down somewhere.
I'm not going to send it.
Yeah, no, just to have it
karmically,
written.
Karmically,
right.
I'm going to put that out into the
ether. Yeah, it's like you put energy. It's like The Secret.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. The next segment, plug your social media and upcoming events.
Okay. So you can follow me on Facebook, and please do, because I post my actual entire life on Facebook. No secrets. And my name is Kara, and that's K-A-I-R-A, Williams. And you will recognize me because I'm making a hideous face in my profile picture. It doesn't matter when you hear this. I'm sure in my profile picture, I'm making a hideous face. Follow me on Twitter at Kara J, same spelling, J with an E at the end. Instagram is the same, at Kara J. Pretty much everything is at Kara J. You can follow Funny Girls on Facebook. That's Funny Girls with the FG black and white logo on Facebook. It's We Are Funny Girls on Insta and Twitter. R, just the letter R. And Inaccurate and Inappropriate on Facebook. Again, Inaccurate and Symbol Inappropriate. And it's a picture of me and Megan is putting lipstick on me. Upcoming events, we've talked at length about Funniest Person in Grand Rapids. That is the 26th of April, 2017, 9 p.m. Buy your tickets ahead of time. And I'm sure Funny Girls will have a lot of shows monthly at the Fuse Box. And you can follow the Fuse Box on Facebook and contribute to it on Patreon. Is that how you say that?
Yep.
Cool. So just look up the Fuse Box in Grand Rapids and give it money because it needs it. That's pretty much it.
Thank you. In this next segment, I wrote down tight five, but I guess alternatively, you could just read our conversation on this segment occurring.
Can I just summarize our conversation? Or literally read it? If I read it, can I do your, like, I'll do a voice for you? Or do you want to read yourself? No, it's a tough.
I don't know.
It's your show, man.
You're the guest. I don't.
If I do a voice for you, it's not going to be flattering, because I can't actually do your voice. I'm just going to do like generic white guy voice, white guy with a Ninja Turtle T-shirt and glasses.
I would like to hear that.
Okay.
Please.
I don't have it because my phone's plugged in.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a Facebook conversation where we were arguing about why I didn't want to do 5 minutes of my stand-up comedy on this podcast.
And she sent me a dick pic. I don't know what that
means. I did. It was mine. It was my own dick. I have a prosthetic for just such an occasion. I actually do have a prosthetic dick that somebody gave me at Stella's one time in the back room. They were manufacturers of sex dolls, and they had 3 prototypes on them for the attachable penis. And they were different firmnesses of erection, and they had me feel each of them. And it was my birthday, so they were like, can you just...
Wait, I was reading. What?
You'll hear it back. Oh. Don't worry. Don't worry. Just wait and listen. It's so I felt each of these 3 prosthetic penises in the back room at Stella's. Back room sounds shady, but it's like just a different part of the bar. And they were, again, 3 different firmnesses. And he was like, which one feels the most like an actual penis? Because I was one of the few straight women in the area. And I picked my favorite one just thinking I was doing market research. And he was like, well, I heard it was your birthday. I want you to have this as a gift. So then I had to carry around this lifelike prosthetic penis for the rest of the evening. And I still have it to this day.
Of the 3, was it the firmest?
It wasn't. It was the middle.
Huh.
The firmest one didn't feel lifelike.
Huh.
It actually had like, it almost, you know, like the skin, like the movement a little bit. Like, yep. It had give. It was really crazy.
Huh.
It's very lifelike. They did a good job.
It's kind of like the, was it Goldilocks and the 3 Bears?
Yeah. This one's too soft. Yeah. This one's too hard. This one feels like I'm giving it an HJ.
Yep.
You know, classic Goldilocks.
The old-fashioned fairy tale.
The old-fashioned fairy tale.
Because old-fashioned is...
The old-fashioned handy. Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I find explaining jokes makes it more effective.
You think?
Yeah. Based on my...
I'll have to try that approach.
Experience. If you wouldn't mind omitting phone numbers, addresses.
Obviously. Okay. Okay, so I open with saying, also... I don't think I want to do a straight up 5-minute set. That sounds excruciatingly awkward for all involved. The context is weird for stand up. I love awkward and weird, but you can do whatever kind and length of stand up that you'd prefer. Or maybe a series of knock knock jokes. I can like give examples of stories I tell. I think just letting me talk by myself for 5 minutes sounds weird. Try new things. Hashtag YOLO.
I'm not proud of that.
I wasn't proud of you either. And then I said, ugh, no pressure or anything, but it's on the script that I already printed out in ink. It literally will not be funny, but I'll tell a story or two. I'm not sure how that's different from stand-up, but okay. It just is. Stand-up material relies on crowd reaction, so it's basically just, like, tweaked. If you script the desired responses, I can do them. And that's when I said, we need to just record us having this exact conversation. Because that would be way worse as if you were one person responding to my stand-up. That's awful.
I feel a little belittled as an audience, but that's fair.
It's just awkward. You can't do one-on-one jokes. You just can't. Or I don't want to speak for everyone. I just can't.
Fair enough. The final segment of the episode is called Just the Tip.
Mm.
If you could please offer just one tip for any other aspiring comedians out there.
Yeah. My tip is know where your laughs are. Because do you want me to elaborate?
Please.
Yeah. When I first started, because I've been doing it for about 2 years, and when I first started, my whole thing was, I don't even really plan. I just like get up and like tell stories or whatever, and it's like so funny. But then once I started taking myself more seriously and like writing a set, you know, and then you have to know where you're gonna have laughs because you want them to be frequent in your set. So you need to just know. Because then you know kind of where to pause and where to save space and where to react. And it's hard to do that if you don't know for sure where people are going to laugh. And it's really important as you start to gig or do open mics that you know for sure how long your set is going to be, which you often don't if you vamp too much and if you do too much crowd work and if you don't leave room for the laughs. So that's really important.
Thank you. And thank you for being here tonight. It's been a lot of fun. And I hope you enjoyed the meal of food that Zach and I prepared.
I did enjoy it. It was delicious. I was worried for a minute.
It was not the smoothest operation, but I think we got there, which is the important thing. Thank you also, Zach, for being here tonight.
For your colorful commentary in the background.
He's nodding.
He's nodding, yeah, and smirking.
That is a smirk. We'll have Zach on in the near future. I believe he's already scheduled.
May 5th.
May 5th, he says, for recording. So put that on your Palm Pilot as a reminder.
Throwback.
That's right. This is a retro episode. All right. Thanks for listening. We'll be back again next week with an all new episode of The Grand Cast.
Undercovers, watch me suffer while you buffer, while you stutter. I'm discovering your mother, get some blubber.
Love it in the crock pot, I'm in a top notch hot spot. Chopping every dude that I see with a tough knot.
I'm unhinged.
My gossip is the juiciest. I'm unstable, about to blow up in the spot like Vesuvius. With dubious intentions and deadline extensions, spaced out, pay attention when my name gets mentioned.